there should be some scuttlebutt going across through the internet, through the dark side, through the cults and isms and the Wiccans, warlocks, witches, Masonic, Jesuits. There should be some scuttlebutt going on around there that if they attack certain ones, it bounces back. If they attack certain saints, called out ones, that it bounces back. They don't know what it is. They don't know what it means because they're not saved. But it means that the Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. And they're like, here's what they're thinking. We tried every spell. We tried every manipulation tactic. We've done voodoo. We've done isolation games. We've done confusion games. We've done drama games. We've done every spell and every dark secret trick, whatever they think that the devil's got, and it just don't keep, it don't work. I remember the neighbors across the street, the ones from Haiti. Evidently, they paid some people from Haiti to come up here and try to curse me right across the street. And one guy was on the porch. He said, it's not working. It's not working. She said, be patient. Be patient. I heard him on the porch. He's still there. It's not working. Be patient. Be patient. That's what she said. And she started laughing like one of those witches. And you can always tell a witch because they're going to start to laugh like a witch and they're going to be corrupt like a witch. But that was a long time ago, about seven years ago. It's not working. Our voodoo is not working. And the guy, that's what the guy was saying. She said, be patient. It'll work. And it never worked. And actually, their house caught on fire. So what I'm trying to tell you is you got to be careful coming against the saints. And if you think it's fake, keep on. I've actually seen people who've attacked me in the past. They have family members that die and they get all distraught. I've seen whole families die. I've seen so much backlash, and I'm kind of ignorant of it. I hear it through the grapevine, you know. Those that come after you, you hear about it through the grapevine. And somebody else calling or email or text or something. Did you hear about such stuff? No. That whole family's dead. They died. They all died within a year. Really? I wonder what that's about. And I just keep hearing stuff. People who are frenemies. You hear them, stuff happens, and you hear them through the grapevine. They're all, they lost their job, they're stressed out, and blah, 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 and this happened, and this happened. And you're like, weird, weird stuff. Bizarro land. And so, I saw it before I was online, and I saw it online. And I'm just saying, God is not playing games. When somebody's giving out the gospel, faith alone, that legalism is a lie from the pit of hell, and it's not of works, lest any man should boast. We preach Jesus, not ourselves. We're not glorifying ourselves. People say, oh, you think you're righteous. No, we preach Jesus. In my flesh dwelleth no good thing. In my old Adam, I deserve hell. But it's only because of Christ. The righteousness of Christ, we appropriate it by faith. So people say, you think you're... No, I think the opposite of me. I must decrease that he may increase. You think I think I'm righteous? No, you don't even hear what I'm saying. You're projecting legalism onto yourself, and you think somebody thinks they're better than you, when the Bible says clearly that we're all beggars at the foot of the cross. Now, will I hold somebody accountable for their stupidity? Yes. Will I try to teach people how to walk in the Spirit? Yes. But I promise you, if you come at me with flesh tools or sorcery tools, it will knock back. And I actually saw somebody's house. Their car was in the driveway, and I heard the sirens. And I thought, the fire trucks. So I got up, looked out the door, and the fire trucks across the street, and they slept through it. I don't know who called the firemen, but they slept through it. If that fire truck wouldn't have been there, they'd been dead. And not too long after that, they were gone. These are the Haitians that were trying to do a curse, you know. And I've seen so many of them. It's almost like they were hired agents. And I've seen so many of them come across. And you know they're agents just because they all say the same tricks, you know. I had one Freemason that I worked with. He said something. I said, well, you know, I'm a Bible believer. And I knew he was a Freemason. He said, well, we're going to test you. We'll test that. We'll see if you really want. And he was a low-level Freemason, but he knows the game. He slipped up and showed the game. And I'm thinking, who's we? Because when I first went on the job, I didn't know who he was. And he was just walking around, not doing anything. So they never fired him. And I thought, how does he keep a job? Because on his front of his truck was Freemasonry, you know. And sure enough, they try to test you. Try to knock you down. But you always get back up. It's really a trip. When you look back over your life and you see the same game is being played. You're like, oh, okay, so here's what happened. The Catholics, the Pentecostals, all the cults. They would send these Delilahs and Jezebels in, just like in the Old Testament. And just like Revelation chapter 2, they send the Jezebel and Delilah in to try to pull you off your calling or off your course. And once you see through the whole game, and it started in your childhood, you know, they tried to put stuff in front of your face and, you know, magazines that somebody put out. Like, what is that about? You just happen to run across certain things to try to get your mind in the flesh instead of in the Spirit. And so it was like a flesh trap or bondage trap from the day you're born. And you escaped every trap. You got free from every trap. And you saw other people get enslaved and never break free from the world, the flesh, and pro-life, and they just got worse, and they actually became recruiters for the world, the flesh, and the pro-life. And these recruiters pretty much never leave. They never leave, because that's how they learn to survive in this place, you know? Yeah.